This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Masha Hines, and you're listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Generation Next.
Very good evening. Hello, Jacob.
Good evening. Hello, Kyle.
How are you?
I'm very well. Back from your little sequestration.
Yeah, my 1 week off. 1 week off was enough.
Yep.
That's all I needed. I'll have another 2 weeks off after this. I'm back because, as I said before, Nick Brax is on tonight.
Yeah, you were disappointed. You thought he'd be coming in.
Doesn't matter. I can look at a picture of him on the computer.
Life's a big joke for you.
It is. I'm not laughing. That's how much of a joke it is. Nick Brax is on, and we've also got Brendan McLean.
Big show, Brendan McLean. We know him from rival radio station. Not sure if we can mention his name, but that's what we're saying.
He's coming to talk about Idaho. Of course, Idaho is tomorrow.
It's performing along with Adam Bandt, so that'll be amazing. And it's a free concert.
Adam Bandt is a performer.
Yeah.
Oh, what's he singing?
Performing. Well, he'll be doing his special comedy styling, standing up and talking about politics.
Singing like a Mariah song or something.
Yep.
Of course, more music than you could throw a xylophone at. That was my little joke. That's in there. Keep us up to date of what you're doing. 0427 Joy 949 is the SMS number, or you can also email.
Email onair@joy.org.au. Where's your laugh track for that joke, by the way?
Oh, no. No.
We needed canned laughter for that.
No, we don't. We really don't. Everyone's laughing at home. They wouldn't be able to hear it. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. Keep sticking around. 0427 Joy 949. As I say, the gayest station in the nation, Joy 94.9. Generation Next on Joy 94.9. That was Gaga.
That's a really sinister ending to that song, isn't it?
It wouldn't be a Gen Next without Kylie. It wouldn't be a Gen Next without Gaga.
I think we've got both tonight too, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got a Kyle. That'll do. Kyle and Jacob with you. It's just gone 12 minutes past 7 on your... I keep saying Wednesday.
It's Monday.
0427 Joy 949 is the SMS number, but joining us in the studio right now, Mr. Brendan McLean.
Hello. How are you? I'm good.
Now, happy Idaho for tomorrow.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Lady Gaga song. I reckon it's kind of like our generation's total eclipse of the heart.
Ooh,
you reckon with that big note every chorus? It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a very good song.
I hated it last week, but as with every Gaga song, you listen to it 12,000 times.
Thing is, Judas and this one, I've known preemptively that I would hate it at first and then grow to like it, which I absolutely have. What's your views on the trumpet? Because I know the trumpet's been controversial.
Trumpet? It's a saxophone.
Oh, the saxophone. That's what I meant.
Saxophone's pretty hip at the moment. It's coming up on a lot of tracks. The Jezebels are using it. They're pretty huge now. They've got a lot of saxophone. And Bridezilla throw a lot of saxophone in their stuff. And Gaga's just making it mainstream now.
James Morrison as well.
Bam.
Yep.
Yeah.
Way ahead of the time. Yeah.
Billie Holiday, hipster.
Way ahead of the time.
But yeah.
I'm thinking. Now, Idaho, you're all over the place.
Yes. So tomorrow, RMIT have got me down from Sydney to play a free gig. We're doing it in Bowen Lane, I think it is. And it's completely free. Adam Bandt's going to be doing a talk as well. There'll be comedians from the Raw Comedy Festival, a whole lot of free food, a whole lot of free everything. It's going to be great. And, you know, it's all a part of Idaho.
Yeah,
so
cool.
We'll be there.
Now, your single Cold and Happy was released fairly recently. Was it your first release?
Well, it's my first single. I had a song out before that was kind of, you know, Tread the Waters and everything. So it's all pretty exciting, putting out singles and things like that. So, and there's a really great video clip for it as well with lots of old people all in slow motion. We did it up in Queensland, and there's just old people in a little house. They all volunteered to do it, just pelting each other with jelly. It's great. You see their wrinkles like slowly wobbling around. It's fantastic. So we had a lot of fun. We put that one out about a month ago now, and it's going pretty well. So pretty excited about everything that's going on.
Love bingo, ladies. Now, how did you get started in the music industry? Because you're fairly sort of new to the whole business.
Yeah. I used to work at Luna Park as a stilt walker. That's what I did.
I can see you as a stilt walker.
Yeah. I'm very short, so it's all about inadequacy, right? Here. And then I sort of started twinkling around on the piano and trying to hum along with it. I used to write really horrible poetry, And I found you could get... Yeah. I'm getting hands... It's not very good to wave at me on the radio.
I don't want to say that I wrote poetry.
Yeah,
so,
right there. Yeah. It's a scandal.
I just did.
But I feel that people listen to you a lot more if you sing your bad poetry. You can get away with it sometimes. But hopefully the writing's
Kesha
getting...
Does it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Very
could,
well.
Could you imagine Sleazy being read out really slowly?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. I'm just thinking of Kesha.
I know, it was
now.
A slow moment of Kesha in the studio and we all went, oh, Kesha.
Now, you're very active as an activist. You're an activist.
I thought you were going to say Twitter.
That's the next question.
We are going to ask that, yeah.
Yep.
So Idaho would be sort of one of the big opportunities for you.
Oh, absolutely huge. Look, I've always tried to, I'm going to say put myself out there, but that's completely the wrong term. Yeah. But yeah, you know, it's really important to say something and have your word. You know, there's so much that there's still left to fight for that people forget about. And, you know, you hear this odd phrase going around of don't you have enough rights now? You know, aren't you okay? Well, the thing is, you know, no, we're not. There's still things, really important things. You know, it's not just the marriage issue. It's things like bullying in school, in the media, you know, things that get swept over constantly. I was having a huge fight today about a group called Odd Future that have completely homophobic lyrics and completely sexist, and they've just sold out 3 shows in the Vivid Sydney.
Wow.
And, you know, people tell you that, oh, you just don't get it and you're being too sensitive. But, you know, it's not about being sensitive. It's you say what you need to say and you have every right to do it.
Yep.
And so everyone's going to hopefully say what they want to say tomorrow at Idaho.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Now, we mentioned earlier Twitter. You're the kind of person on Twitter who, doesn't matter if you're following you or not, you see Brendan McLean because you get retweeted quite a lot.
Lord.
When did you first get on Twitter and why?
Look, you try and get on Twitter to sell things and then you just get addicted to it. Like, my Twitter handle is my name the opposite way around. And recently in Sydney, like a little local paper, actually put my first name as my last name. I'm trying to think of myself as like a pack a day tweeter.
Yeah,
it's a bit much, and I feel like I am being debilitated by it. But like, there's Twitter open in the studio right now, and my eyes are just like glaring into it. I can see my own tweet. I'm very nervous. You know, is it spelt correctly? Are people watching it?
It's one of those things when Jacob said, "Oh, Brendan McLean's coming." I went, "Oh,
he's going to tweet during it." I know. I've got my phone here. I'll just tweet that you're complaining about my Twitter now. Thank you.
I'll retweet that. That's fine. Now we're going to go to a quick break, and when you come back, you're playing the ukulele.
Yes, I've got my ukulele. I've named it Murphy Brown, for it is a brown ukulele.
Yes.
I feel that's very fitting. So we couldn't figure out if I was going to play an original or a cover, so I'm going to see if I can infuse the two together.
Love
we'll
it.
Give it a go.
Love it. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Coming back, Brendan McLean is ukuleleing in the studio. That's just after this. We're going to play Cold and Happy as well, recorded version.
Breaking new talent first. Joy 94.9.
Breaking new talent, we certainly are. This is Generation X on Joy 94.9. We're joined in the studio by Brendan McLean. We just heard his song Cold and Happy, and he's going to play one of his originals on the ukulele.
Quite, it's quite, sorry to stop you before you start playing, putting you off your performance.
Completely.
It's quite a good song for at the moment, Cold and Happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm cold and I'm happy you're here.
Everything together. Well, I guess it's better than being warm and unhappy and sweaty.
Tell me about it.
Anyway.
Go for it now.
All right. I'll shuffle him. This song is, I think it's like something that we all do a lot. It's just about falling in love with your friends. I used to think gay people did a lot more, but apparently straight people do it a lot as well. Anyway, now you know what it's about. And if you aren't so stupid, I could have loved you. If you aren't so stupid, but you're pretty stupid. If you weren't so busy, I could have loved you. But you're still at the office, and you work in an office. Tell me, what is his name now? What is his name? I'm excited to hear the news. Tell me, what is his name now? What does it say about you? If you weren't so ugly, I could have loved you. It's something I tell myself when I'm down to get high. Whoa, if you made me a coffee, I could have loved you. But you made me hot chocolate.
It's not as if I want it. Tell me, what is his name now? What is his name? I'm excited to hear the news. Tell me, what is his name now? What does it say about you? But let's not be friends, or else this will never end. Let's not be friends for sure, and let's not be friends, oh, or else this will never end. Let's not be friends for sure, oh, and you change your mind like a girl changes clothes, and you be a mess like a bitch, I would know. And you always think, you always be cryptically, and I should know that you're no good for me. Baby, you're a firework, come on, let your colors burst. Make him go, I, as you shoot across the sky, sky, sky. Baby, you're a firework, come on, let your colors burst. Make him go, I, as they shoot across the sky, sky, I.
Brendan McLean, Generation X. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Idaho, all over it tomorrow. And it's in Bowen Lane.
Bowen Lane at midday. It's all completely free.
I'm sure there's a website for Idaho.
RMIT, look it up.
Yeah, Idaho. RMIT. Love it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is Generation
Local
X.
Artists. Only on Joy 94.9.
It could. On the phone, speaking of phones, we have Mr. Nick Brax. Welcome to Generation X.
Thank you for having me on, yeah.
Now, you must be in bed probably still from dancing.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty exhausted. I've been I tried to train today after, but I was just pretty flat after yesterday. So early night for me tonight.
Now, last night you did the foxtrot, is that right?
Yeah, I did the foxtrot. Yeah. So I felt a little bit more comfortable doing that one than the first week. But it's just so nerve wracking. So it's good to have another one down.
Now, what's your favourite dance so far that you've been practising? Are you a box step kind of guy, or...?
The foxtrot's my favourite so far. I prefer the ballroom dancing, and that's purely because with the Latin dancing, my hips are like cement. They don't move at all. So I'm working on that, but at the moment, I'm not as good in the Latin dancing.
No, I'll teach you, don't worry.
I'll be in there for a few lessons later in the week then.
Now, had you done any dancing before the show?
No, nothing. My friends were all laughing at me when I signed up for it because I couldn't even put one foot in front of the other. And, I never dance even when I go out to clubs or anything like that. So least likely candidate to actually be out there dancing. So for me, personally, it's been a good achievement so far. But I want to just try and get a little bit better each week and hopefully get enough votes to stay in there.
Well, this is all what it's all about, isn't it?
That's what it's all about. Half of it, more than half of it's on voting, on popularity. So... the votes are what keep people in, pretty much.
I think you might have got the pink vote. Everyone at Joy is voting for you.
Oh, excellent. I hope so. Well, that's always good news. And I've been saying that if I'm in there till, you know, if people can vote for me till week 5 or 6, I'll do a routine with my top off.
That'll be well received, yeah. I don't want to put you on the spot, but are you prepared to give us a shout-out maybe? Say, I heart Joy, because we've got Radiothon coming up maybe on the show.
Yeah, of course. And you want me to... What, to say it right now?
Yeah, why not?
On the show, maybe?
I heart Joy, yeah.
Good. The reason you're on and the star part component of it is your modelling. Tell us how you really got into modelling, because it's one of those careers I always find fascinating that you can start doing as a model.
Yeah, it's a weird sort of career. I just got asked while I was at uni last year to do a few things for American Crew, and they signed me on sort of in a few campaigns, and then they introduced me to a few agents, and I signed up with Chadwick, since then I've just been doing a bit of work in that area, and that's led to this as well.
So yeah.
It's been a sort of weird experience. Like a year ago, I wouldn't have even thought I'd get into modelling, let alone, you know, be dancing on national TV.
Yeah.
But no, it's been fun.
Do you have to keep up a fitness training regime to be an underwear model? Because I look at myself, I could never be an underwear model just because I can't deal with the gym.
Yeah, I think so. But I don't know. I don't really think about that because I really enjoy keeping fit. So I've always, you know, gone to the gym or gone running, or I just do it because it makes me feel good. And I've always been really active and sporty. So either way, I like to keep fit anyway. But
do you ever binge?
Do I have a binge?
Yep.
Yes, I do.
I saw on Twitter the other day that you were having kebabs at 1:10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not stalking, but...
I've only actually just gotten into Twitter recently, but after that dance last night, I hadn't eaten anything, and it got to about 1:00. We headed out for a bit, and I was just almost passing out from hunger, so I had to go and grab a kebab on Fitzroy Street.
Oh, the best. Now, in your dancing, each dancer has to have a sponsor, a certain organisation or charity, and yours is Beyond Blue, of course, yep. The National Depression Initiative. Tell us a little bit about your relationship with depression.
Yeah, well, even before the show came about, I was already getting involved with Beyond Blue, because it's something that I'm really passionate about being involved in. I've you know, suffered from depression before, and I've known a lot of people that have suffered from it. And I just think it's one of those issues that needs to be addressed as much as possible, because obviously there's a hell of a lot more awareness about it these days than there was in the past. But it's still, you know, got that sort of taboo with it, and a lot of people are not overly comfortable with sort of being open about what they're experiencing. So I think that's what I want to be able to do, go out there and just tell people that if they are feeling any form of depression, to not be, you know, embarrassed or ashamed or have any bad feeling about it. Just, you know, talk to people or get help or do what needs to be done to deal with it.
How long did it take you to sort of come to that realization? Because you're speaking now saying that, you know, it's important to seek help and stuff. But for a lot of people who have depression, it takes a long sort of journey to get to that point. At what point did you sort of realize you needed help?
Yeah, well, I was, when I'd finished high school, I went overseas for a year and then went through a period of about 9 months where I was just doing nothing and didn't know what I wanted to do, and was just, you know, didn't know, something wasn't right, and I just didn't know how to sort of get myself out of that. So it actually took a long time, and I was, you know, going out trying to use alcohol to distract me from the, you know, issues I was facing. So it took a while, and I sort of, you know, my parents had to sort of have a chat to me, and then I just ended up sort of talking to a therapist and working through the issues. And so, I mean, it's one of those things that the longer you take to deal with it, the harder it can get, but it's always manageable as well.
Yeah, and when you say, I suppose, a lot of young people and a lot of your friends, you're only 24 yourself, but
yep.
So many young people, as you say, aren't willing to speak up if they're feeling like something's not right. What advice would you give? Where would you go first?
Yeah, I would say just if anyone's feeling like it, just, you know, talk to your close friends, people that you trust about it. If you don't feel like you can do that, then there's plenty of people, of psychologists and therapists that can help with it. And I mean, with Beyond Blue, for instance, they've got a huge list of people you can talk to. So, I mean, there's so many things out there, but I would just say sort of being open. And once you sort of do that and break the habit of feeling that you can't speak about it, that's the first step in itself to dealing with it as well.
Yeah. Thanks for your time. And as well, thanks for advice there, because it sort of shows that you can beat anything. If you're feeling a little bit low, it's best to deal with it, I suppose, and try and do it the best way that suits you.
Yeah, exactly, because obviously there's no perfect way to deal with it, and there's no... everyone has different experiences and different levels of how bad their experience is, but... that's the thing, it's just sort of taking whatever action you can to deal with it rather than leaving the issue. The only way it can sort of be overcome is just to actually go out and do whatever it is that for you that sort of helps you get through it.
Yeah. Nick, thanks for your time tonight.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
And best of luck. What number do we SMS to, Nick?
Okay, so SMS Nick to 191-777.
That was slow enough. We could all write that down.
Okay, good. And, you can also call 1902-557717. So call or SMS as many times as you can and keep me on so I can do a dance topless in week 5.
please.
Keep him
on. You know,
come on. Nick, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on here.
Cheers. Thank you. This is Generation Next. Now I've hung up from him. Please marry me. that was Nick Brax, of course. We're talking Dancing with the Stars. And, of course, he's doing a lot of work now and sponsoring Beyond Blue, which is fantastic. We talk a lot about depression here, but this is Generation Next. In the meantime, coming back, we've got Gay School after this. Kyle and Jacob with you. It's just 20 minutes to 8 on your Monday evening.
The most diverse sound for the most diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
Now, I might turn my microphone on. Eurovision was last night, Jacob.
Loved Eurovision. It was one of the thousands and millions of people.
Now, last night was my first Eurovision.
Yep. First Eurovision. I would think you'd be all over it.
Eurovision fan from way back, but no, I'm not. My first one, I loved it.
Okay, yep.
My favourite was Sweden.
Okay.
Eric Saad.
Yep.
And he had this song, which I love very, very much. Generation Next on Joy 94.9 0427. Joy 949 is the SMS number as well. You can also email on air at joy.org.au. Let me see if we've got the old gay school theme on here. No, that's the theme.
That's the good joke.
Hold on, you ready?
There it is. Da, 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 da. Gay school. Now, the first one I want to talk about is violent clashes at an Adelaide rally recently.
Adelaide?
Yeah, stuff happening in Victoria Square. Who would have known? Watching the news the other night, there was a same-sex marriage rally just a couple of days before Idaho, and it was attended by Senator Sarah Hanson-Young and a few other people, and they were just basically holding a kind of mock wedding, and it was otherwise would have been a very nice little scene, except it was crashed by a few church people. Mm-hmm. People from a group calling itself the Street Church. It's not an organisation I'd ever heard of.
Street Church.
Adelaide Street Church, yes. And I went onto their website, and they've got all these weird and wacky ideas. They think that the Pope, first of all, is an antichrist, and they think the Catholic Church is the beast that was mentioned in Revelations. So, you know, reasonable, fair-minded people.
Are they their own tax-exempt religion?
You know what? Yes, probably. Oh. Most likely. But yeah, I was watching it and, you know, dismayed at scenes of people, you know, disrupting an equal love marriage rally, because I think, you know, have your rally one day and then have another rally a different day. Don't try to crash other rallies, because... anyway, I'm watching it, and one of the guys there who was from the church I recognised because I'd been up in his grill before at an equal love
marriage rally.
Yes. A couple of weeks ago here in Melbourne. So... I guess in a lot of ways it made me feel a lot better, because I'm thinking they're not as widespread, the wackos, as I think that they are. They actually have to travel. They have to import their hatred, basically, around the country. So, and I mean, it was really sort of sad news story, because it was, you know, turns a positive into a negative, and one woman was sort of kicked off her wheelchair. And
yeah, I saw that.
It was just really, really disappointing for you know, everybody involved, basically. And there was one, there was Reverend... Wickham, I think her name is. She's a pro-gay marriage celebrant, and she said that anybody who's flashing a placard saying God hates anything is basically not representing true Christian values. And I agree with that.
Yeah, this is it. God loves all, apparently. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jesus never said a thing about gays. So.
No.
No.
Not to my memory, anyway. No, but, and it is scary to think that it's something that's becoming violent.
Yeah.
It's happened years ago with race relations. Yeah. I always liken this to race relations, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Same sort of fight for equal rights.
I think, I mean, have a differing opinion and don't be afraid to voice them, because that's your right. Because Australia is a liberal, secular democracy. But don't get violent and mind your own business, basically.
Now, speaking of minding my own business, I will never travel to Uganda.
Oh, cancelling my trip as we speak.
As I was going to buy property there. Luckily, I am no longer going to do that.
But that's okay, because after an unprecedented global backlash, saw nearly 2 million people sign a petition. I signed one online. I was very sceptical as to whether it would actually have any effect, but I think it probably may have influenced the decision. The bill in Uganda, for people who don't know, this is the bill that would make homosexuality a capital crime, so you could get executed for it. The bill, which would have seen people executed, was dropped from the country's parliamentary agenda, and it's expired. I think all the lobbying online was with the country's president. I'm not 100% sure. Prime Minister.
It upheld it.
He it was his sort of responsibility to give assent to laws or not, and I think he's just sort of stood back from it and not done anything, and so hence the gay bill, gay kill bill has expired, and that's drawn good things from US former US President Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and a number of others who have been calling for it. Even Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd called for the bill to be dropped, basically.
I was going
to
ask if Julia did anything.
Julia, well, I guess Kevin Rudd, Rudd's a representative of the Gillard government, so yes. Yeah,
yeah, no good. And, of course, John Cleese.
John Cleese. Now, I don't want to bash on Christians. I think Christians are great.
You've never done it before.
I've never bashed Christians before. No, I'm an atheist, but I love Christians.
But John Cleese has.
John Cleese has. Christians who believe that marriages between one man and one woman are practicing a kind of Christianity I don't think would be recognised by Christ, says John Cleese. The veteran actor made the comment during a BBC radio interview in which he also criticised Christian opposition to abortion. He's a 71-year-old actor and he's best known, obviously, for his roles in Monty Python and Fawlty Towers. Yep. And he says some of the fundamentalist Christians seem to be performing or practicing a kind of Christianity that would Jesus Christ would have nothing to do with, and he doesn't know where the Christian doctrines came from, but they had nothing to do with what Christ ever said in the Bible. So that's what we mentioned before. Jesus Christ never had a thing to say about gays.
Yes, I didn't. Yeah, no, it's interesting to see how deep it goes. And like I say, unfortunately, there's been a bit of violence about it. Mm. But we keep reporting. That's all we can do.
We keep on it. We won't stop.
Have your say as well, 0427JOY949, or you can email on air at joy.org.au if you've known of any recent events. When we come back, we're going to talk about there was a rally in Canberra for, I can't remember what the name of the group is now, ISGD, Intersex, Sex or Gender Diverse People. There you go, I'll remember that. That's a new one, GLBTI.
More bloody acronyms.
I'll just remember them after. This is Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Joy sponsor Generation Next on Joy 90. We're not a Joy sponsor. We're a Joy show.
We paid to be on air tonight.
We do. Definitely don't get paid.
No.
Now, of course, Idaho tomorrow. Got a few minutes left of the show. Let us know what you're doing to celebrate Idaho, because I know a lot of businesses and workplaces in Victoria. Please, for jumping on board in having just a simple letter statement up on your notice board at work or whatever. Simon Overland.
Victoria Police is well
current,
on board.
Commissioner of Victoria Police, Simon Overland.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll go onto the news website, see how he's
Let's see what happens next
going.
Week.
Yep, yep.
He has obviously signed off on it. He's right behind it, commissioning it.
Yep, yep.
So let us know what you're doing. If your workplace is doing something, we've got a few seconds left. 0427JOY949. Of course, the roundup is coming up next with the whole gang, Michael, Ali and Anastasia. And they've got plenty to talk about because there's so much happening in the news. The world is such a terrible place. But I have a gripe, Jacob.
Oh, yes. What's your gripe?
Gripe. Now, I went, it's really grinding my gears. I went across the road to get some food before, and the guy behind the counter, I got a Red Bull, and he scanned it through and goes, 2 for $5.50. I said, no, I'm right. And he rolled his eyes at me. Can you believe that?
Excuse me?
Yeah, well, like, I don't want two, just one.
Was it a massive saving? Like,
it was a saving of like $1.50 or something.
Okay.
That's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Got a sausage roll.
Yep.
2 for $5. I said, well, there's only one of me. I don't need two. Thank you. I'll just have one.
I hate the upsell.
lots of savings. I said, no. Honestly, I don't want anything else. Whole thing. Could have saved $3.50 at the end of the transaction. I'm like, I don't care like how much I could have saved. I don't need two Red Bulls and two sausage rolls. Obviously, look at me. I don't need.
He's like those guys. You know when you go to the supermarket and you get at the end of your receipt, there's, you saved $5.20, except in reverse, in a kind of shame way.
Yeah.
A shaming way.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to be. Well, I will, though, because it's very close and convenient. Yeah. But if I was like somewhere else, I totally would not go back.
If he was selling you an iPad, you would have.
But I hate it. I hate the push sell. I really hate the push sell.
Yeah.
We've had a few texts in as well. What time is Mason going on air? Mason is going to come back in a couple of weeks to have a chat about the whole trans journey. We did plan for him to be on tonight, but I had to go. He hated us and had to go.
Yeah.
So he's going to come back in a couple of weeks and do a really good chat and have lots to talk about. We had a message asking Nick why we can't write on his Facebook wall, probably because there would be too many of us writing inappropriate things on his Facebook wall. And James said that
Carl, you just ruined it for everyone. Ruined it.
I made a comment on his Facebook page once, and he's like, whoa, too far.
Does he know you're the same person?
I don't think so. I'm hoping he's forgotten.
Oh, no.
And James said, "You got such a pretty voice." And that was on my mobile, so I'm guessing it's towards
and,
me.
And Brendan McLean, our guest earlier on, he just said that everyone at Joy is as hot as they sound. So there you go. Yep.
Stop it!
Stop it!
What are you talking about?
What are you doing? And also, just another thing, Kate Ellis gave us a shout out today.
Oh God, we are getting
Generation X.
We're getting a bit Twitterish, aren't we ourselves?
Yeah.
How can we follow us on Twitter?
Follow us on Twitter. You can either search Generation X, we'll be there, or twitter.com/GenNextJoy949.
Jump on Facebook. You can search for Generation Next as well, or just go to the Joy website, joy.org.au. Go to the program grid. And our radiothon's coming up very, very soon as well. Only a few weeks left till Radiothon. We got the massive launch party, so we're going to be having like a little Gen Next group. So, no, but Radiothon's going to be massive. So we're hoping lots of young people save up your pennies. It's only $22 to become a member if you're under 18. So it's pretty good money, pretty good value, I reckon, if you're an under 18. So save up your pennies and become a member. When we go to air. During Radiothon, there's prizes to be won in every program as well. Massive. It is a couple of minutes to eight, and as I say, the roundup's coming up next with Michael Alley and Anastasia. But first, to take us out, I think we have a little bit of Havana Brown. She's got a new single. I'm loving it at the moment. This is Generation Next. Kyle and Jacob, see you in a couple of weeks. Bye.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.